We had an extremely busy week as an organization as we hosted our annual meeting and legislative breakfast. We had over 400 agribusiness leaders from around the state up here in Atlanta to join us for a breakfast where we had the governor and speaker of the House, Ag Commissioner Harper, and the two ag chairmen, as well as FSA Director Arthur Tripp, speak to the group, and then most everybody headed up Capitol Hill and visited with the legislators. So we had a busy week. Also, the House passed the amended budget for FY23, which is very positive for agriculture. Had a lot of things in there that will be productive for our industry, specifically with research and development at our universities and colleges there. So really just a wild week in Atlanta, full of activity. Still not much on the legislative front as far as bills passing, as those are really starting to hit the hopper and be assigned to committees, but not much committee work as of yet, as most of the activities focus on the budget to this point.
Well, looking back on the agribusiness annual event that took place this past week and the breakfast and all, were you pleased with the attendance and everything that took place?
We did. We had a great attendance. It felt like for the first time since COVID started, we were back to normal and maybe a little bit of growth there. And then everybody that was there that talked to me really mentioned it felt just a very positive vibe in the room. People were excited. One of the reasons why is probably because all the elections have been run. So all of our speakers were sitting on a full term right now with no looming elections to run in the near future. So everybody was feeling good. Some positive energy in the room regarding agriculture and things going on in rural Georgia. So we had really great events, and we appreciate everybody that made their way up to Atlanta. We know that's not always easy if you live outside the perimeter to get in there to visit with everybody at the Gold Dome, but we really do appreciate it. It's one of our most impactful events of the year.